Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
20 years ago, after joining some friends for dinner in Oakland, our two families sat in their living room and watched on television as the U.S. began bombing Iraq. Anniversaries are interesting markers of our lives. Some bring back joyful memories and others moments of loss. The measured passing of time itself causes us to reflect. And so it should be with this anniversary. It seems right to start by remembering that several thousand U.S. service personnel died in the war. Their loved ones will carry that pain forever and reflect on loss measured by empty seats at family tables. Tens of thousands more suffered debilitating injuries that changed the course of their lives and the lives of those who care for them. But the human cost for Iraq was much higher. Credible researchers point to more than 200,000 civilian deaths alone. Others see that as a low number, reflecting the inattention we pay to civilian suffering in wartime. Just like their American counterparts, countless Iraqi families will never be the same. As we all know, our invasion was followed by horrific sectarian violence that created the right conditions for the rise of ISIS, leading to even more terrible violence. And the cost lingers. A Brown University study determined that more than 30,000 service members and veterans of the post-9/11 wars have died by suicide, significantly more than those killed in military operations. Veterans are grossly overrepresented in our homeless population and among those who struggle with alcohol and drug addiction. Post-traumatic stress disorder is frequently linked to domestic abuse. And the cost of war is measurable in other ways, too. We've paid over $2 trillion since our invasion, averaging about $8,000 for every single one of us. These are all large and complicated issues, to be sure, but we have a responsibility to reflect on them as we mark this sad anniversary. Because more than likely, there'll be future calls to war. With a Perspective, I'm Peter Fehrenbach.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.